The following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. It's me and Jason. We're here. Dude, I don't know how to do the intros anymore because you fucked me all up with the fucking introducing you equal as an equal. So,
oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, if you lived in the early 1800s, you'd be a plantation owner.
Why do you say that?
Because the way that you fucking talk down to me. I gotta fucking introduce this guy as my equal now. Jesus Christ. My chat's not showing up.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you know, college sucks.
Yeah?
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I was so excited in August, and now I'm just like, fuck.
What'd I get myself into?
Dude, I just want to beat the teachers up.
How you doing, Cam, by says, the way? Cam says for an Amish guy, you talk a lot of shit. So
he talks a lot of shit for a fucking redheaded Australian. Suck it.
Isn't that what redheaded Australians do? Is talk shit. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just recouping from last week. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all good. Website, you guys know the deal, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It's going to have all your favorites, where you can find us, links and all that fun stuff. Our wonderful preferred vendors, the people who support us, so please support them if you can. In doing so, they give you a little coupon code, so save you some money, you spend some money, and hopefully they'll re-up with us next year along with some new sponsors, and you know, we'll just keep that laughter train a rolling. So hashtag money, money, funny. So
yeah.
And in the merch store, if anybody didn't get the SEMA shirt or the Las Vegas shirt, it is available in the merch store.
Yeah, go pop it, man, because that's a dope shirt. That's the last shirt that we're going to do for 2023. So, like,
yep.
Because 2024 is going to be MTE. We're going to do something special for that, which Alex came out with another banger idea. So, yeah, I hope y'all like that one, too, you know. So go out and get that shirt.
I would like to. I haven't talked to you about this yet, so I'm not going to talk about the design just yet because you kind of know what it is. Do what?
You changed your idea?
No. Same idea, but this is where, you know, and I don't know. I mean, we're going to need everybody's help. Don't want to come up one vote shy. You know, so as soon as that golden mic, you know, comes available, you know, you guys do your thing like you did last year. We really appreciate all the kind words and everything like that. We just came up one vote shy of getting that golden mic. But I would really like to incorporate the golden mic into that design for the MTE shirt. I just don't know because fuck, if we don't win it and it's on that t-shirt, it'll piss me off even more.
You know, we'll just do what the NBA and NFL do with their Super Bowl win losers who that make shirts. We'll just send them to Ganya or something. Yeah. You know, you see like, oh, kid. Hello, kid. Yeah, DJ Solution Podcast shirts.
Maybe I'll have the guy do two designs, one with, one without, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure he won't charge me any more money to do one with, one without. So yeah, we might have to do something like that. If you guys are going to go to MTE now that SEMA's over, and that's in the past, now we're looking forward to MTE. If you guys are going to go to MTE, it is in beautiful Orlando, Florida, once again, February 1st through the 3rd, 2024. And your coupon code for tickets is DSP15. That'll save you 15% off of all of your tickets, whether it's education and expo days or just the expo days. We are streaming live to YouTube as always, and then we'll upload them later as an actual video, so it's easier for you guys to find. So our YouTube channel is the Detail Solutions Podcast. Love for you guys to go give us a like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification bell, all that fun stuff over there. Jason's been putting up some cool little short videos and whatnot. And then we do have the long form. We're about three behind on the long form podcast. So, we'll get up. Jason's been busy with a paper, so I haven't been hassling him about thumbnails. So once he gets me thumbnails and I can get those long form videos,
get them out there. This weekend.
The TikTok, the Detail Solutions Pod. Obviously, we're over 1,000. We did a live stream on Sunday when we recorded the recap SEMA episode. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. We had
some engagement.
I think we had about 400 and something people like kind of in and out or seen it or whatever. We had I think maybe 10 people actually watch, log in and or click on it and watch and everything. So appreciate everybody who did check us out there. I'll try to do some more.
Shout out to Kirk Evans, man, because he was engaging and stuff. So shout out to you, Kirk.
He dropped some diamonds on us. We don't know what that does. So,
don't know what that means, but it seems good.
We got some diamonds. What else do we got here? I guess that's about it, man. Like, share, follow, subscribe, leave us a review, all that fun stuff. Let's pay some bills, and we're going to come back and talk with Mr. Joe Kimball because he's got some cool things to say about, you know, what he saw at SEMA with the interaction with Joey. If you guys read the description, I was a witness to a lot of it too. And it's, you know, it was really kind of amazing, you know, to see some of the things that happened.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be right back.
What about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday? How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
And it's dried. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com. And at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. So we come back from SEMA, and Joe sends me a text, and he says, hey, I don't want to invite myself onto the podcast, but, and y'all know me, I'm lazy. When somebody says they want to come on the podcast and talk, I'm like, let's do it. So we wanted to, you know, Joe wanted to talk about Joey's first trip to SEMA and some of the things that he saw within the industry. And I think it's kind of very, you know, heartfelt and a good thing, hopefully. And so I said, man, you know, let's do it now while it's still fresh in everybody's ears. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you kind of say what you wanted to say. And then we'll just kind of, you know, bounce around with it.
Nice. Well, first off, I appreciate you letting me hijack the show tonight. You know,
yeah.
I did 100% legit say, I don't want to invite myself on your podcast, but so it was kind of funny. So it actually started out, you know, Cody and I were actually going to kind of bag out on SEMA this year. And about 2 months ago, Todd Rudovich from System X called me up and he said, hey, you know, I got a really good idea here. He goes, I want to run it by you and see what you think. He goes, you know, he remembered the first year when we did the Joey Kimball Humanitarian Detailers Award.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, I want to give back. I want to do something special for Joey. He goes, what do you think about having him, you know, us having him as a special guest in our booth? We're going to do up a bunch of pictures, you know, just hype it up. We're going to make a donation to Autism Speaks. They actually reached out to Autism Speaks and they were supposed to, I don't know if they showed up or not, but they were supposed to come out to the show and
okay.
see everything. And, but anyway, I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, anything for Joey. So it worked out. You know, we got down there. I'll be honest. I didn't know what to expect. You know, the father side of me, I was a little bit nervous that, you know, Joey'd get over in the booth and nobody'd want to come see him, whatnot. Right. Well, as it goes, you know, the whole autograph signing for Joey that he did was supposed to start at 1:00, and we got over there about 11:30 or so to start setting everything up, and people just started lining up to get pictures and everything with them, and that was huge for us.
Nice.
So
that was cool as shit.
You know, I heard
that was cool as shit.
What's that?
I said that's cool as shit.
It was, you know. I'll tell you, I guess one of the things that, you know, I wanted to talk about was after seeing pretty much this SEMA was actually this year was, it's definitely going to go down as probably the one that I'll remember forever. You know, Cody and I had a great time when it was just him and I going, you know, Allie and I have gone together. It was a great time, but this year was, I don't know, it was pretty damn special just to see the way the industry as a whole just accepted him and brought Joey in and
right
and interacted with him. You know, it all started. So Monday night we had a meet and greet at Counts Customs. And it's funny because you bring up Kirk Evans. I heard you talking about him earlier. So we're all down. We get there. We get out of the car. The System X folks, they're coming out. They're, you know, giving Joey high fives, hugs, and everything. And then this car pulls up and these guys get out. And then this woman gets out. And then two blondes get out, and immediately Joey didn't give a shit about what anybody was doing over here. He's over with the women. And by the end of the night, I had to walk up to Kirk Evans. I was like, bro, I think Joey's trying to steal your wife from you. He was walking around the whole deal with his arm around Kirk Evans' wife. And like, I'm the shit, you know?
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But yeah, so I guess, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about is, and this was, you know, I thought about it on the flight home, the boring ass flight home. And, you know, in our industry, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of.
No, really?
Are you serious, man? Yeah, you know, I mean,
never.
And I've, you know.
Stop telling lies, Joe.
I was one of those guys, you know. I loved, you know, come on, Bruno, you love to stir the pot, you know. You used to do that all the time.
Used to love to. Now I, you know, I matured a tiny bit, and I'm more busy with shit, so I don't have time for it anymore.
But it's funny because, you know, when we got down there to SEMA and to watch how people, like I said, how people interact with Joey, but with even myself, there's people out there that don't care for me, you know, may not like me for whatever reason there may be. And it is what it is. But something that really kind of, that really hit home was watching those people interact with Joey. I mean, there was no hate, there was no judgment, nothing. I mean, they were genuinely kind to Joey, and it opened up my eyes where it was like, all right, I'm gonna do more this weekend than just come down here and hang out with Joey and Cody and see the show. I'm gonna use this as an opportunity to start, you know, a few of those people that we didn't get along with, quash that drama, get it over with, and move on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took Joey being there to actually open my eyes. It's like, dude, again, this is the world's much bigger than what's right in front of our face. It's time to grow up.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, I was around a couple of times. Like, I was at the event at Count Customs that you're talking about. And then around the System X booth that you guys were in, you know, here and there and everything. And there was times that, you know, like you said, Joey was off doing his own thing, you know, like, you know, he was like, I got this, like, you know, he left you and Cody to like stand there and twiddle your thumbs or whatever.
Standing in the corner with your hands in your pocket.
Oh yeah, we just sit there. We were laughing because people would come up and they're like, "Where's Joey?" I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you worried? No, he's not going anywhere out of this building. Nobody's going. Everybody was right there, you know. And what was really cool is to watch, you know, for those that may not know Joey, but I mean most everybody does. Joey has, I hate to put it this way, not really necessarily the maturity. He has a mindset of almost like a 10, 11 year old kid.
Right.
You know, walking around, tag your it, you know, things like that. And I had to laugh because I watched so many people turn into freaking young kids and just, I mean, they're running over SEMA, you know, Sean Spolvita running around, freaking tag your it. They had a freaking game going on, like in the middle of SEMA, and everybody's like, what the hell's going on, you know?
Yeah,
it was pretty sweet to watch, you know.
Yeah, and it was almost like they were standing in line to get fired too. You know, everybody wants to get fired by Joey. I mean, you know, Air Force One was the first time that, you know, he fired me, so I, you know, I loved it, you know, and then I got hired back apparently at SEMA at the System X thing. He told me I was hired, so I guess that's his new thing. He fires you and then he hires you back.
Oh, he'll fire you 500 times and rehire you every time. And you know, it's funny, you know, people ask me, they're like, what exactly does that mean? And so what I, you know, the easiest way to explain it is part of Joey's autism is he can't come right out and, you know, he can't say, you know, we're friends or I love you, things like that. And so the you're fired, you're hired, you're tough, things like that, those are actually like a term of endearment. That's literally Joey saying to you that, hey, you're pretty badass, we're friends, you know.
Right
Cool. So
yeah, no, that's cool, man.
Yeah
he definitely played tag with me a little bit, you know. He came up to me while I was eating my tacos at the Counts Custom thing and, you know, tapped me on my shoulder, tag you're it, and took off the other way. So I had to, you know, I think I was trying to eat. So I think I tagged, I don't know if it was Paul that was next to me or somebody was next to me. I was like, yeah, you're it now. Like, I'm not.
You guys had it going in a big old circle the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, no, it was good, man. And like you said, it, you know, from what I saw, a little bit kind of being around it and everything was, you know, you just, it's almost like you said, it changes people's mindsets when they get around him, you know, and it's just, he's kind of pure and innocent, and like all that other bullshit just kind of, you know, goes out the way. I mean, it's like I typed up in the description, right? Like there's so much drama and the whatever, and honestly, it's bullshit, right? Like, I mean, we're here for a little bit of time. Like, why are we, you know, dwelling on this negativity, especially when you've got somebody who is just, you know, having a blast, you know, living every moment to the best that they can. And it's infectious, right? Like they always say, like a smile is infectious, you know? And just being around his good demeanor and his happiness, right? Like it does something to you.
Well, you know, I say it all the time, you know, Joey is a poster child for positivity, and he does not see hate, you know. He doesn't judge anybody, no matter what. And what was, like I said, what was really, it was just amazing to see people just kind of flock to that. They came right in there, and even if it was just for that few minutes that they were around him, I mean, everybody showed just the kindness, the goodness of their heart. Everybody, like,
right,
they showed that. And again, like I said, there's even the ones that I may not get along with. I will tell you, I had mad respect for the way I saw their, you know, their interaction and how they were this week, you know, when Joey got around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, that's awesome, man. How did the autograph signing go? I feel bad. I got tied up somewhere else and couldn't make it back there in time, but I know we had kind of talked and you said it was a pretty good thing, but you know, like, you know, what did Joey think of it? You know, I mean, is, you know, he kind of have a blast with it and understand everything. And
he was living his best life, bro. He like, people would walk by, they weren't even coming in the System X booth, and he's like, he would yell, "Hey, come here," and they'd come walking over, and he, you know, I think I have a stack of them here, you know, the pictures that he had done for the show.
Can I get one signed and mailed?
Yeah, I'd definitely do that. Okay. You know, he'd like, "Come here," and he'd sign it and give it to him, and people at first were like, "Who is this guy?" And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, just again, his smile just reeled him right in.
Yeah. No, and that's awesome. I mean, big shout out to Todd and the System X crew for doing that. I mean, they were very accommodating, you know, the whole time. I mean, I got the chance to meet Todd, not MTE this year, because I don't think he came. I think it was MTE last year. You know, and he's just been super cool. I mean, you know, even with me coming in the booth and filming some stuff for the podcast, and you know, I'm wearing a Aquatech t-shirt, like, you know, he didn't give a shit, dude. He even came up to me afterwards and he's like, "Look, man, if you ever have any questions, you know, if you ever need any help with anything," he's like, "reach out to me." He's like, I'll help you out. So, you know, those guys are good people. Plus Persia's over there. And I mean, Persia's always been, you know, a great person. Joey was awesome too over there. So shout out to the System X crew for hooking that up and doing that for you, because that's awesome, man.
That was a blast, you know. And then of course Rennie's party, which you know, if anybody missed it, the legend himself, Joey, like literally in the middle of the show, looked at Rennie and told him to fuck off.
Oh, I missed that. I was there, but I missed that. Well, damn it, man.
Oh, shit. Please, somebody got to have that on video.
It's got to be on video somewhere, because it was, I'll tell you, I was at first, I'm like, I was shocked, you know. So,
yeah.
And you know, some people may judge, some people may say, "Hey, that's kind of stupid, that's not right," you know, but, you know, him and his uncle Anthony Carrera, you know, they have this little, a little running joke behind him. You know, Anthony will call up and he's like, "Hey, Joey, F off." And Joey giggles and, you know, So Anthony happened to be standing behind him in the middle of this, you know, they're handing out the raffles and everything. And the big banner deal in the back with all the sponsors fell over.
Okay.
And Joey yelled out, you know, he's like, "Ah, Rennie, you're fired." And it was kind of cool. It was funny. And then Rennie on the mic turns and looks at him and he says, "What was that, Joey? What'd you say?" And Joey, I mean, like, plain as day, just stood up and he's like, "Fuck off!" And it was like, that whole place just, like, went dead silent for about 10 seconds. Everybody was like, "Oh, my God." And then, of course, Rennie starts laughing. Everybody just starts laughing. I was like, dude, that is priceless.
Wow.
Dude,
has it on video somewhere. So
yeah, let's hope so. Has it,
post that
shit. I must have been inside because I spent a bunch of time kind of inside talking to some people. So
we all know what you fucking did at SEMA, dude. You did everything but the one thing you were supposed to do there. All right. We know what the fuck
I told him he needed to have his camera out and he didn't listen.
Yeah.
The guy who was supposed to be getting content missed that shit. I know. Shame on you.
I know. My bad.
Shame.
Listen. But when I did make content, you told me to put it on the wrong place, and then we couldn't use any of it. So,
dog, if I was there, I would have just said, "Record the shit. We'll edit it later."
Yeah,
fuck going live. Like, you can go live all you want, but, like, you know,
I wanted people to experience. That's the whole point of why we go live. You want people who's not there to experience.
You could do both. We did both. Like,
yeah.
That's why I'm the media guy, and you're the numbers guy.
Listen. Yeah, Chris, I'm fired. Exactly. Hey, Chris, do you have Joey on camera telling Rennie to fuck off?
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
Well, there's more, you know, it was kind of, and again, I don't know where this one even came from. This happened even before we even got down to SEMA. We were joking around because Sean Sepulveda and one of his guys took the condo right next to us that we had left over, and we were joking around like, "Oh, Joey, what are you and Sean gonna do at SEMA?" And just out of the blue, plain as day, he's like, "Pick up hookers."
God, what the fuck?
He was looking for the penny slots.
Oh, it was hilarious. Well, then we get to Rennie's party, and we're all standing in the back corner, and you know, Rennie gets all excited when he saw Joey. That's up. He's like, "So Joey, what are you going to do in Vegas?" And again, he just looked at him and goes, "Pick up hookers." And oh man, of course, then Rennie starts playing into it. And I'm like, "You guys do realize everything that you say, he's going to go home and tell his mom."
Right.
And he didn't wait to get home. He called her. He called her probably every 15 minutes. And she was laughing because every time he would call, there was somebody new that he was hanging out with.
Right. So. That's awesome.
Dude, do you have plans on bringing him to MTE?
So we were talking about it, but we're actually going to miss MTE probably for the next 3 years. And the reason being, Allie's first college tournament is her first legit college tournament is in Irvine, California that weekend. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's more important, obviously. That's dope as shit. I'm a big fan. AK-47.
Oh yeah, she'll
bang,
she's
actually, bang
off the mound, baby. She's actually coming to Florida with me in December.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. Taking her for December break.
Yeah, you know, she's kind of being, you know, off at college her first year, a little homesick, and you know, seeing how Joey and Cody and I, you know, we had fun at SEMA, and she missed out. So when I was talking to Laura yesterday, I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna bring Allie with me. And so I called her and I'm like, "Hey, you want to go to Miami? What for?" And I'm like, "Really? Do you care?" No.
<Yeah. laughs> You're going to Miami.
So
nice.
So that'll be cool.
That's good.
Yeah, that is.
Listen, let's take our commercial break, and then I'll come back and we'll see if you ever found your doppelganger. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right. So we dropped off or left you hanging with the doppelganger for Joe. So funny story. So I'm walking around SEMA. I think it was Tuesday when I was going around seeing everybody not making content. And and I'm like at a 45 degree angle, and this guy's kind of in front of me, and he's wearing a black and red button-up shirt, bald head, got a big white beard. I was like, oh shit, there's Joe. So like I start making my way towards him, and I get probably about 5 feet away because I was gonna like, you know, go and give him an old punch in the arm or something. I get about 5 feet away and I'm like, oh shit, that's not Joe. So Joe had a doppelganger walking around. The only difference was for everybody who's watching, you could see that Joe's shirt is black with the red stripes coming off the shoulders down the front, kind of like a bowling shirt. And this guy's shirt had the red going down the shoulders to the sleeves. I think he was wearing like one of the SEMA shirts because SEMA has a shirt that's kind of the similar style. But yeah, I saw this dude walking around like a couple of times throughout my time there. And yeah, other than his beard was a little bit longer than Joe's and his shirt was just a little different. Other than that, you look like Joe. So every time I saw Joe, I was like, dude, you see him yet? You see him yet? You see him yet? So I don't know if you ever saw him.
I looked everywhere. I could not find him. But if I'm pretty certain he showed back up later on that afternoon wearing a freaking Santa costume.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
think so.
The beard was natural and he had the big old fat cheeks and everything just like me. But
yeah. Yeah. It was funny because I was like, holy shit, that guy's Joe's doppelganger. Everybody has a doppelganger. So, oh, Allie says hi.
Yeah, mine's a model.
Allie's watching.
Oh, she better get her homework done. Yeah. So, I gotta tell you something. This was hilarious. So as we're walking around, people would walk up, and this happened probably 20, 30 times. They'd walk up, they'd be standing there. Cody'd be standing next to me, and they'd go, hey, where's your boy at? And I'm like, he's right here. And they're like, no, not that one. Where's Joey? And so they come over, and then these people would look at Cody, and they'd be like, oh, hey, I don't think we've met. And they reached out to shake his hand. Cody was getting so pissed off because he's like, I mean, one guy walked away and he's like, I wanted to yell, bitch, I met you at MTE and we hung out at freaking Senior Frogs and drank. You know, nobody knew who Cody was. He was getting so pissed. He's like, the hell?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're not the star of the show. You're just the guy in the background.
Yeah, that's true.
As we tell everybody, you know, Cody and I were nothing but chaperones and chauffeurs this last week. I mean, nobody gave a crap that we were there. It didn't.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Is that kind of the first kind of thing like that you guys have taken Joey to? Because, I mean, you guys haven't brought him to MTE or anything, but, I mean, is that
the first thing he ever went to was Air Force One.
Okay.
And then this is the first big deal he's been to.
Okay.
And you know, we were a little bit nervous, you know, again, also with the, you know, sensory overload, the lights, the loud noises and everything.
Right, right.
Which it started out, we got down there Sunday and it started out rough because we got off the plane and got to our condo, you know, and he's used to, when we travel, you know, staying in hotels, he knows what a hotel looks like, but we walk into our condo and, you know, we're putting our stuff in dresser drawers kind of just to, you know, get it out of the suitcase for the week and everything. And he went into major anxiety attack, which caused him to have a couple seizures while we were down there. And it was like,
oh, wow,
this is not the way to start. But again, you know, once Sean Sepulveda showed up that night, it was like, all right, game on. We're having fun. He was super
right because it's familiarity to him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once he seen, like, you know, when you showed up, he knew you. You know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody that he knew, it just like brought him back into, you know, centered him where he was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah, I mean, every time that I saw him, whether it was at Counts or the couple times at SEMA, I mean, it seemed like it wasn't phasing him at all. You know, I mean, he just seemed like he was in his element and, you know, knew what he was doing. And like you said, a couple of times people were like, you know, hey, where's Joe? Because I remember you and I were talking in the System X booth. I think somebody said something to you about where he was or whatever, and you're like, looked around, you're like, I don't know, he was just here, you know.
He was just standing there, but
you're just like, whatever, he's somewhere, you know.
He would, you know, it was great because, I mean, everybody was looking out for him. Like Tuesday night at Justin's party, you know, he was just having a good time hanging out with everybody. And one of Justin's, I think it's one of his workers or one of his buddies who was working the door, he comes running over and he's like, man, he goes, I caught him. And I'm like, you caught who? And he's like, Joey. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, some girl was walking out and he's walking out with his arm around her and her boyfriend standing right behind as they're walking out. And I thought he was leaving with them. I had to go make sure he got back inside. And I'm like, hey, he's just being Joey.
Yeah. Joey saw all the pretty girls. He's like, I know where I'm going.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We, like I said, we didn't matter. Cool. We didn't matter at all.
Yeah. 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 You know, you guys aren't the pretty girls. That's why, you know,
him meeting Horny Mike from Counts Customs. I mean, that was funny. That guy, mm-hmm. What you see on TV with Horny Mike is exactly what he's like in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. He seemed pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to actually talk to him, but I was kind of around when, you know, when people were talking to him and everything like that. He seemed, like you said, just like he is on TV, but very approachable too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So does Joey have like does he have like, I mean, has he been talking about like SEMA? Like what maybe stood out to him the most or the best, or what is more memorable for him or something like that? Or I mean, is it just the whole experience for him?
It's just the whole experience. I think he's on overload of everything that he got to do and see. So right. The story is different, you know, with everybody he talks to. He's, you know, he talks about, you know, signing pictures. He talks about the party, you know, everything. The whole thing is just, he loves telling everybody about the whole week.
Dude, that's awesome, man. That's
and of so course, cool. Talking about picking up hookers, which I gotta figure out how to give him another line on that one, because I'm like, dude, you can't do that, you know.
Right, right.
He gets home and he calls.
Where did you learn that from, Joe?
Not me. I'm telling you, it wasn't me on that one.
Cody.
It could have been Cody, but you know, he got home and we got home Friday afternoon. he calls his Nana Friday night and yep, he told her he went to Vegas to pick up hookers.
Yeah. Even Matt Good said the best part was when he told Rennie to fuck off.
Dude, Matt, do you have that on video? Like, we're trying to find somebody who has that whole altercation on video.
Yeah, we're going to have to put that out there. We're going to have to put a...
Paul goes, who doesn't like cooking?
We're going to have to put it out there. I mean, who's got a video of Joey telling Rennie to fuck off? Oh, man.
Well, you know, the other part that was cool is we'd walk into, like, the P&S booth or Buff and Shine or something, you know, and a lot of those folks, they're down there to work. They're down there to meet with people and talk business and everything.
Yeah.
And Joey just would walk right up in the middle of the group and he'd be like, you're fired, you know? And I'm like, Joey, you know, they're in a meeting. And finally someone come over to me and they're like, you got to calm down. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you know what? I can't name the name because I don't want anybody to get mad. But they're like, you know, I'm not going to remember any of these meetings with any of these people I'm talking with. They're like, I'm not going to remember any of that. But what I am going to remember is Joey walking right in the middle of this group of people he don't even know.
Yeah. And
tells them they're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes into my next question I wanted to ask you was kind of like what kind of level were you on as far as like, you know, do I just let them kind of go or do I have to be like, Hey Joey, you can't, you know, like that's an important thing or whatever. So like, how were you kind of balancing all of that with him there? Because I know, you know, as a parent, you know, it had to be a little nerve wracking for you in a sense.
At first it was like, you know, I didn't want him to upset anybody or step into a conversation that, you know, an interrupt conversation that may be important, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
Again, until the person was like, bro, just let him be. He's fine. And, you know, everybody's loving him. Everybody's having a good time. So just let it go. So from that point on, I just kind of relaxed, you know.
Nice. Oh, that's good, man. That's good. So next year, doing it again.
Next year, definitely. Next year, the plan is we're actually going to bring the whole family down. You know, Joey will go to SEMA maybe one or two days, but, you know, we felt kind of bad for him. You know, we cut this trip, you know, normally we stay from Saturday until the following Sunday. This year, we got there Sunday and left Friday morning. We had plans. He loves bowling, and the condo we stay in is right across the street from the South Point, which has a huge bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
And so we had told him, you know, we're going to go bowling, you know, Thursday. We left. We got the party bus from SEMA and got back, went right to the South Point. We're like, yeah, we're going to take you bowling. We got there and they're like, bowling doesn't start till 10:15. And it was
holy
like,
holy cow.
It's like, great. You know, 10:15, you know, we got an early flight in the morning. This isn't going to work out. So next year, we're definitely going to, he'll be back down again next year. He's probably going to, we'll have his car down there next year as well.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, see him a couple days, but let him go out, you know, go swimming, go bowling, do whatever he wants to do.
Right. No, that'll be cool.
I'll make sure that I'll be there for that one.
Yeah, and the car.
I'll make sure I pick my classes more careful in that semester.
Yeah. 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 Jason's like, I can go. I only have classes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm like, bro, that's SEMA. Like, what are you talking about? He's like,
you're gonna walk around doing your homework and trying to talk.
Like, he's like, we can go on the weekend. I was like, SEMA's Tuesday through Thursday, Tuesday through Friday. What are you doing? You just have to skip those ones. Do very good by then, so you can.
Yeah, exactly. Do very good.
Have all A's, so you can just skip that week. And if you tank a couple of grades, it won't bother you. Now for some of the people that might not know, because you mentioned about bringing the car next year, that was something they actually wanted you to do this year, right? They wanted System X wanted you to bring the car and put Joey's car in the booth.
There was a few vendors that wanted his car down there, but unfortunately we had already booked our flights, and on top of it, I didn't want to drive my big ass truck and trailer down there and then have to find a place to park it where it's safe. And you know, as it already happened, well, you already know that numerous people got broke into down there. So
yeah, I heard Ian's car got a smash and grab on, and they got all their backpacks and stuff.
Damn, 15 minutes before that, Sean Spolvita and some of the guys from SB3, their car got broke into and stole a bunch of stuff like a half mile down the road.
I heard,
what the fuck? Dude, I'm blaming Tommy. Tommy, you got to take care of this shit. You a Las Vegas man.
I don't know who it was, but one of Sean's buddies, apparently like another big old jacked up dude with him, got pickpocketed.
What?
Huh. Yeah. That's what
I don't go to see him now.
That's what Bob told me. Listen, I thought I was gonna see a shooting. When I left Rennie's party, my Uber picked
me. You might have, man. There was a hit on me.
Yeah.
You might have saw a shooting.
My Uber picked me up from Rennie's party, and dude, he took me through real Las Vegas. He didn't take so like the Uber that took us there took us like on the interstate, right? So like we got like right off at Fremont Street and like dumped us off at the event. This guy decided he was gonna go, I guess, the back way and took me through real Las Vegas. And we get to this red light, and it was like a scene out of a movie. Like you just see all these like bicycles, not cyclists, bicycles going by, and they've got like the lighted spokes and the neon lights, and like
there was a gal dressed in like some pink furry outfit and everything.
Yeah, dude, they were just like zigzagging across, like no bike lane, right? They're just like the whole road, both sides of traffic were taking up, and so my Uber guy couldn't do anything. I mean, we're like 10 miles an hour because they're just like out for a nightly stroll. And apparently, I guess some motorcycle guy stopped and like got in the face of one of the guys. And all I see is something fall out of the guy who was on the bicycle's like pants, back pocket. I don't know, whatever it was, hit the ground pretty hard, sounded metally. He's yelling at the motorcycle guy. The motorcycle guy's pointing finger, you know, yelling in his face. And then the motorcycle guy takes off, and this guy's still like, you know, effing this month, you know, come back here, I'll whoop your ass. Meanwhile, like this piece of metal, I don't know what it was, laying on the ground. His buddy picks it up, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, am I going to witness a shootout here? You know, I'm like, dude, where are you taking me? Dude, we round the corner. Like we finally get past the bicyclist. We round the corner, and there's a cop with some lady pulled over, and the cop's like holding two bottles that he like pulled out of her car. Tommy says that's not real Vegas. Wait, is that Tommy says that? Yeah, Tommy says it's not real Vegas. No, it's I don't want to go to real Vegas. That was real enough for me, Tommy.
Look, Alex is a white man. He comes from a rich neighborhood. He's never been in the ghetto. So that was culture shock. What you just seen is a white man culture shock.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, there's a reason why I stay in a hotel on the strips. I don't have to see that.
He's that white guy who locks the door at red lights inconspicuously.
Dude, I'm the guy from Office Space that's like locking my doors in the car like when I'm driving.
So you didn't go to Fremont Street then, did you?
No, man, because by the time Rennie's party was over, like, I was tired. Even though it wasn't like super late, it was super late for my body on East Coast time, right? Like, I mean, it was 1 or 2 o'clock East Coast time, and my body was starting to shut down. They're like, look, I know it's only 11 o'clock here, but we know it's 2 o'clock back home. Get your ass to bed, you know? So no, I didn't go to Fremont Street. Maybe next year.
Next year we're taking you to Fremont Street.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
If you thought that was weird.
Yeah.
You're gonna scare this guy. He's never gonna go back to Vegas.
He Damn right, Tommy. I am a chicken. Oh, man. Listen, let's take our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. We'll be right back. Every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on the Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And then the barrel blade. It's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at Rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
So, Joe, man, I appreciate you for reaching out, man. I think it was an interesting idea. I think it made for hopefully a fun little episode, give everybody a little insight to, you know, how Joey took on SEMA and fired everybody and looked for some hookers and told some very important people to go fuck off. So if you didn't get anything else out of the episode, hopefully those three made it for you. So yeah, man, I appreciate you for reaching out and kind of suggesting this. I think it's a good after SEMA episode.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I guess, you know, the last thing I'd leave with this is, you know, a lot of people make the comment that, you know, hey, I'd love to see the world through Joey's eyes for just 5 minutes. I can tell you, I watched a lot of people this last week see the world through his eyes, because they changed, and they just,
yeah,
like I said, they brought the goodness in their hearts and who they really are, which again just leads me to tell everybody, you know, all this he said she said drama bullshit, it's time to throw it off to the side. You know, who cares?
Yeah,
do your business, have a good time, live your best life.
Yeah, there's way more important things in life to worry about. Some other detail half a country away talking shit about you.
Exactly. I mean, Jason Bruno, you don't need to show up with freaking bodyguards next year or anything. So,
yeah.
Well, the FBI told me that there was a hit out on me and it wasn't safe for me to go to Vegas. So I said, okay. The FBI got to my back.
Listen, as much shit as you stirred up, I wouldn't doubt it. I'd probably put a hit out on you.
You know what? Better men have tried,
yeah,
and failed.
All right, Joe. We appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for taking some time. I know it's closing time there for you. Go home and see the fam and have some dinner and whatnot, and
go home and see him again.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Shame you're not going to be at MTE. It'd be cool to see you again at MTE. But
yeah,
we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Take care.
Right on. Appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. Bye. All right. So what is it? How an innocent smile can change an industry, or whatever it is I said.
Yeah. I saw it start like midway through the show and I was like, Holy shit. That's a really good title. Listen,
every now and then I come up with some bangers, you know?
You know, the title helps me create the thumbnail, so this one's going to help me very good.
It just needs to be a picture of Joey that says you're fired.
Dog.
Or a picture of Joey and a hooker. I mean, you know.
This one's going to be a good one. I will tell you that right now.
You could do. Too bad Joe got off because hopefully he's still listening. You could do a picture of Joey and then, like, Pretty Woman. Next to a slot machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some ideas. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Shit, I thought there was something I wanted to say towards the end out.
You don't have a send off?
I don't. Cam hasn't been messaging me any send offs. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it as always. SEMA was a blast. If you were there, you know. I appreciate everybody who took the time out to do some stuff with us. Hopefully the recap episode was fun. It's been getting some pretty decent listens.
Fucking better, dude. I was tired as shit after that episode.
We stayed up a little bit past your bedtime. So we're at about 114,000 total listens. If you guys have missed some episodes, man, go back and listen to them. I would love for the next 2 months to maybe pop off 6,000 and round out the year at 120, which is pretty doable. We usually average anywhere between 1,000 and 1,500 listens a week. So if you guys just keep that up, we should be able to get there. Be nice to get that 120. I think we started the year at like 60, so to have 60,000 total listens, or maybe it was 70, I don't know, something, but that'd be pretty cool.
One episode I will recommend you guys go back and listen to, because I go back and listen. I just listened to the Porsche Rose episode. What was the name of that title? Free Hugs?
Yeah, Free Hugs.
A great episode.
Yeah.
And I told you that it was a great episode.
I mean, listen, they're all great.
That's definitely one to check out.
You know, we don't put out. Saying, we don't like, put out.
I wanted garbage. To share my experience.
We don't put out garbage. We put out bangers.
at the banger.
Another one. Another one.
All I do is win, no matter what.
All right, buddy, I gotta go. Work all this shit now. Hopefully it'll download tonight. So yep. I gotta go to bed. Scramble tomorrow. Yeah. Listen, we appreciate everybody for listening, for watching, for supporting. Thank you so much. As always, can't do this without you. I mean, we could, but it would just be me and Jason talking to ourselves. So if anybody wants to come on the show, feel free to reach out to me and shoot me a message. You can also email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, Alex, I'd love to come on the show. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So there probably won't be a Sunday episode for everybody. Got a little date night with the wife on Friday. So,
are you guys going to that nudist resort?
God, dude, I wish. Nah, we got a kid-free night, so we're going to go out and have a nice little dinner and then probably come back and fall fuck asleep. So I'm just not...
Go get that free salad and breadsticks at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, right? So I'm just not going to plan an episode for Friday night just in case. Cool. So there probably won't be an episode Sunday unless maybe I squeeze something in on a Saturday or maybe tomorrow night or something. I don't know. All right, okay. That's it. Have a good night. Take care. Have a good day, week,
later.
Whatever you're listening to this. I'm Alex Russell, and I'm
dude. Just say bye. I'm Jesus, Alex. You drag this out every
I'm
week.
I'm Alex Russell, and I've got nothing. Later.
Yeah, no shit.